This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border arrived Saturday at a military base in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. According to the Pentagon, a squadron of around 1,000 U.S. service members based in Germany will be sent to Romania. The first additional U.S. troops arrived in Germany on Friday. Russia sent a pair of long-range nuclear-capable bombers on patrol Saturday over its ally Belarus amid spiraling tensions over Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry said that the two bombers practiced interaction with the Belarusian Air Force and air defense assets during a four-hour mission. The flight followed several similar patrols over Belarus, which borders Ukraine to the north. The mission came as the Kremlin has moved troops from Siberia and the Far East to Belarus for sweeping joint drills. The deployment added to the Russian military buildup near Ukraine, fueling Western fears of a possible invasion. Russia has denied plans of attacking its neighbor Ukraine, but urged the U.S. and its allies to provide a binding pledge that they don't accept Ukraine into NATO or deploy offensive weapons and roll back the alliance deployments to Eastern Europe. Washington and NATO have rejected those demands. Moroccan rescuers have pulled a 5-year-old boy out of a deep well where he was trapped since Tuesday, but the country's king says the boy has died. An Associated Press reporter at the scene Saturday evening saw the boy wrapped in a yellow blanket after he emerged from a tunnel dug specifically for the rescue. This is VOA News.